All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
What is good? Welcome to another episode of the Behind the Wheel podcast that we do here every Wednesday. This is a special one for me. Let's see. You know I'm Scott. With me is a newcomer, a new member of our marketing team, Rich. He's here.
Rich. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, say hi to the people out there.
Yeah, hi, everyone. My name is Rich. New here. This is going to be my first podcast. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, he's lying. We roped him into the podcast, so he's getting a kind of thrown into the deep end of the pool. So what's interesting to me is... Rich is a supercar guy, and that's a good place for us. And it kind of fits in perfectly with the topic today. So I wanna hype, kind of get into that in a moment. But before we do, don't forget, we have a piece of content coming out on Friday. We always have a piece of content coming out on Friday. Again, on our YouTube channel, if you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartMedia, or Spotify. So make sure that you get... subscribed up there. We're doing a lot of giveaways and different things, and they all happen on our YouTube channel. I will tell you, since we're all friends here, that there's a special event that's coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about the new wheels. There also might be a giveaway attached on a live segment that we're going to do on a Friday. So make sure you click that notification bell. It's going to be important that you hear this information, especially if you want to get a chance to possibly win a set of wheels. Let's see. Today's topic. It's interesting because tonight the Civic Type R reveal happens 10 Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
That's correct. We're all really excited for the new Type R. There's been a lot of leaks and teasers coming out from Honda. Right. And there was a recent leak with a photo of the actual Type R.
Right. Yeah. Now, we don't know. We assume that this is a real picture, especially since... it appears that I believe it was Motor Trend was asked by Honda to take the picture down. That would lead me to believe that it was an actual picture. However, I also think that there has been... Right, that's the picture. If you're looking at the screen right now, that white picture was the one that they said, hey, take down. It also has a striking similarity between the Camel pictures that we've already seen get dropped. So... I suspect that is the car without the camo. Now, I don't know why everybody always freaks out when they see the camo. Like, they can't look at the camo and figure out what the car looks like.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's not exactly like, you know, and this to me is like Superman. I mean, Clark Kent taking off his glasses and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Superman. Like, I can't believe I didn't see him. I think there's a lot we can tell from this car, right? Like, we know that this is obviously based on the new Civic platform. Not hard to figure out there.
Right.
I think they've done some things that are better. I also think they've done some things which I'm not really sure about. But I guess we'll all find out in due time. So I think what we're going to do here is we're going to talk to you. Obviously, this doesn't get released for, you know, another 7 hours or so. So we can't give you all the firm specs. But here's what we know. And we do know... quite a lot, actually.
Right. So in comparison to the current, or I should say 2021 and previous Type R that was available here in the States, this one, Honda already claims that this is going to be the most powerful Civic Type R, period. So that gives us the assumption that this is going to come with more horsepower. The previous model came with 306 horsepower, 295 pound-feet of torque.
Right.
So, you know, we're assuming this one might come upwards, maybe. I'm going to guess somewhere around 316, 320
right.
horsepower, something like that.
And it's interesting because I've seen people on the internet, especially if you go back a few months ago before there was really kind of any, there was this whole mention of, oh, well, I think that, I suspect that we'll see horsepower levels around 400. I think we can all say as car people, if you're familiar with Honda, that type of leap probably won't happen.
No, I don't think so.
Right? Like I think we'll be lucky to see, like you said, in the 315, 320 realm.
Right.
And also because we know that it is going to be the same engine.
Right. So, I mean, if they went with a larger displacement or a different engine altogether, right, then, you know, we'd have different hopes. But we know it's going to come with that same 2-liter turbo inline four used in the previous generation. So it really comes out to how much they could really squeeze out of that.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if the engine platform itself ends up having any revisions. Maybe like it's same, we say same engine, but we've seen this before. For example, like a 4G63 that would have come in, you know, in a DSM or an Eclipse is going to be very different from a 4G63 that came in an Evo. What's left is kind of the base map predecessor type infrastructure of that engine. So, you know, you wonder, like, on what's the F20C, right? Am I
for
the Civic, right? Isn't the Civic the F20C?
For which one? For the current one,
The current Type R.
That might be the code for it.
Yeah, I think so. So basically, what happens here is, perfect. No, wait, no, crap. It's not the F20C. Don't listen to me.
FK8.
Well, that's a chassis code. I was trying to think, but either way, so FK8 engine, yeah. Let's see.
K20C. C1, yeah.
My bad. So basically, what we're talking about here is, will there be some sort of head revision? We all know that there was, especially in the early part when the previous Civic Type R was dropped and people started to race them, there was a lot of overheating and hot lap issues, and that was claimed to be something about the cooling jackets and stuff through the head. I wonder if that's a revision. I wonder if that's a fix. Just because they changed the head doesn't necessarily mean that they wouldn't use the same engine.
Right. And, you know, from that alone, for the overheating issue, in some of the walkarounds that some of the other YouTubers have done, you can see on the hood where the original hood scoop was, is actually closer towards the front of the grill, more than likely for, heat reduction, heat extraction, I should say.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to see that. I also, you wonder if there's any ducting there. Obviously, we're looking at some sort of reverse, reverse duct, which usually means that it's about heat getting out of the engine, and it's also about being able to push air from the aero. So, like, in other words, if air comes into the front air dam through the intercooler, through the radiator, about allowing that air to then escape.
Right, rather than a hood scoop for air intake, like a WRX or something.
We're trying to push the air out.
Right.
And so, it's possible when we're pushing the air out that we're also improving the efficiency of maybe the intercooler, the radiator, and any other, power steering coolers or oil coolers that, are kind of in that block of duct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see if there's some stuff there. I think what we do know, for a fact that this new Civic platform is, I believe it's like 8% more torsionally rigid, and I think it was something like 13% more bending rigid. So the platform itself is already going to be a better handling platform, or at least the platform will be a little bit more rigid than the previous generation.
Right.
The question will be to me is, what did they do with the actual suspension? See, the suspension was a very different, it was a different type of, strut combination that they had. I'm curious to see, did they do any difference there or not? But I do think that you're getting a very similar type car with very subtle but really profound modifications and upgrades.
Yeah, you're going to see stuff like adaptive dampers like they had on the previous model.
Right.
So I guess if you use this as a daily car, it'll be a little more comfortable settings. If you do want to race it on a track, they have that as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure they made some kind of improvements upon those.
Well, and I suspect that we're going to see a lot of other, the one thing that's happened between the last generation and this generation is there always has been technology improvements. Like you wonder how many more creature comforts or things come standard on the car,
right,
that we haven't seen before, which is nice to see in some of these Japanese really heavy tuned cars. Because if you think about the early days of what the Japanese, like Type R's and, Evos and STIs and all these different things were, they were stripped down versions and lightened up versions of the cars that had a lot of options.
Right.
Right. So it's nice to be able to see a lot of this stuff. You know, I think they've already said, like, you know, it's a 9-inch infotainment system. So you're going to see some interesting things there to me personally.
Yeah. And it's built on the new, the current Civic hatchback platform, not mm-hmm. the regular sedan. So I would say they're going to take the same infotainment, a lot of interior design similar, and probably just make it all red.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you find, Max, can you bring up some pictures of like if you find any pictures of the rear of both Civics? So I look at this car inherently when I'm looking at the car, and I don't get this crazy feeling like this is an overwhelming hatch. Do you feel like you look at this car and you're like, that's definitely a hatch?
Definitely not compared to the previous generation.
Right.
I think they wanted to make it a little more muted. I think all the the lash outs that they had on the car looks too crazy on the previous gen.
Yeah.
They wanted to make people a little more happy with a more subtle design while still keeping it a Type R.
You know, when it's camoed, it almost reminds me of that little bit of a Stinger.
Yeah, definitely with the connected taillights, stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I think they did all right. So let's go this way. Do you like comparing the two fronts, mm-hmm. previous generation and this generation, which one do you personally like better?
It might be an unpopular opinion. I actually like the newer one better.
I
think the new Civic looks really, you know, refined.
Yeah.
I know people might think it might be a little too mature. But I think it has a great look. I really do.
I like the new one better as well. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you the one thing that I really felt that was a little off for me on the last generation was I wasn't a big fan of the grill, right? The first generation, you know, that not first generation, but, you know, the last generation's mm-hmm. grill was a little bit too cumbersome for me. I felt like there was a lot more sport refining. It was also, I felt like the last generation Civic also was a little bit more Roboto looking than I wanted.
Spaceship almost.
yeah, I mean, it's good looking.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's good looking. I don't want to take that away from it. I'm just saying, like, comparatively maybe to the newer one, I feel like they've smoothed out and went to, like you said, a more mature look. But I think the STI did that and fared pretty well, you know, in its latter years as well. So, right. You know, I don't think that's a bad thing. What's interesting to me, and I have not seen anybody say anything. Max, can you go back to there was a video clip you showed before where the guy was out talking while he was walking. Yes. Look, there's a close-up shot where he comes to the wheel. If you can, when you get there, can you pause it for a second? I don't know if you can do that. There's a spot where he'll come to the wheel and you can see the size. This to me is super interesting because it's my biggest complaint on the Civic that has been since day one. And that has to do with the wheel size. I've always complained that a 20-inch wheel does not look right on this car. Well, just doesn't.
I think it's too big.
Oh, it's too big.
Right.
It's crazy.
I've actually seen, Scott, that there's a couple, people were saying that the new wheels on this car are actually going to be 19.
And that's what's interesting, because if you look at a lot of the reports mm-hmm. that I've seen come out when, like, you know, whether it be, I think Motor Trend, Car and Driver, there's a couple other ones. What ends up happening is they always say, oh, you know, we expect to see these new 20-inch wheels again. Right. But what's interesting, all right, so right in that first, if you look at the other, can you back up just a hair, Max? Right there, that is the 20-inch previous generation Civic. That is crazy. Look how small that tire is. Right. And it just doesn't look at place on the car. It actually, the tire actually makes it so that the wheel package looks anemic.
Right.
You know what I mean? It makes the brake look smaller than it is. And it makes the wheel arch, because you can't get the right overall rolling diameter tire, makes the whole thing look just bleh. Now let's go to the newer car, as long as this is what actually comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right away, you can see they got a squared up tire on the thing. Yep. The brake looks more proportionate to the wheel package. Like, I like the wheel better, period. It's got some more dimension. Stop that. Right there. On their test car, at least, it's got a 265 30 19.
It's got a 19.
And I think that makes a tremendous amount of difference in the way these cars are going to look. I think it was probably one of the most excited things I was about about this generation.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say so as well. Having the smaller wheel will make it seem like, you know, the big Brembos don't look so small. It kind of accentuates them a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
And I think they did a good job. I mean, like, we don't know that these wheels and tires and this package is the end all be all to what will come on the Type R.
Right.
But if it is close, I think they did a really good job about one, getting the offset to look a little bit better, two, getting the tire size to sit better and actually fill out a little bit more. And I think ultimately, if you look at the side profiles of the car just looks better than the previous generation from its wheel and tire fitment.
I would agree.
Yeah. Good styling cues. They left a lot of aggressive air ducting you could see. Wonder if it's functional or not. We'll find out. I think they did a good job with the exhaust, keeping that cue from the previous generation, keeping the three.
Right. And they did it, I guess, reversed now. On the previous generation, it was two larger exhaust pipes with the smaller one in the center. Uh-huh. This time around, they're going to do two smaller on the outside and the larger one's actually in the middle.
And I'll be honest with you, I like that better.
Yeah, I think it looks good. It almost seemed like on the previous gen, since the small one's in the middle, it almost seemed like it didn't have to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. What I like about this Civic Type R comparatively to the previous generation is that this is a car that if you bought, you could take to dinner with your wife, or you could get onto the track with, and it would fit in both situations well. And the last car, I kind of felt like, as cool as it was, I almost felt like it was a little too immature. Yeah. This one might be too mature, but the last one was too immature. And we can all disagree or agree on whether we feel that they struck the right balance with the new generation, but I think they did a really good job. I would prefer that one more than this one. I like aggressive things. I'm just saying that I felt that it was a little too over aggressive looking for, you know, man, so many of these cars, like I think about like some of the Porsche designs, and when I think about some of these really aggressive, you know, exotics and sports cars, they have a lot of aggressiveness to their aero and their design, but they do it in a way that feels like it just fits.
Yeah, of course.
And I almost felt like in some ways the last Civic Type R, not in every way, but some ways the last Civic Type R, it was almost like they're like, all right, let's start with the Civic, you know, base model bumper. All right, we'll just cut this part and put these big things on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
It might have been due to the previous generation in general. If you even looked at something like not even a SI from the previous generation, but maybe just a Civic Sport, even that had a little bit of aggression to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So then when you got to make the top tier of a Type R, they really have to go all out.
Yeah.
And, you know, give it some real big, you know, cosmetic changes and, you know, kind of in-your-face design.
Yeah. The when I look at the previous generation, I really feel like what makes it really feel more like a hatch is that angle that they have on the rear bumper. You know how, like, the bottom of the bumper really kicks out more than the top of the bumper? And I think on the newer car, it's a little bit less drastic.
A little more of a slope.
Right. So it gives you a little bit more of that sedan feel.
Like the Kia Stinger, even though it has a lift back design.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, when it's done with the camo, it very much reminds me of the Kia Stinger rear.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not saying whether you like that or not. I'm not passing any judgment on it. I'm just saying I see that striking similarity between it. It's interesting. Looks like the aero is configured well. It's going to be interesting to see if the lap times on this car to the box really do improve compared to the previous generation.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we know so far is that this current 2023 Type R already broke the record at the Suzuka Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
It beat its previous generation.
Right.
So that already happened. It did it in the front-wheel drive production class.
Yep.
So all the hope and, you know, the predictions for people thinking there's going to be an all-wheel drive model. Right. I think that's fair to say that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it already put the record out for front-wheel drive production.
Yeah.
So that should be enough information for most to come to a conclusion there's no all-wheel drive on this.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, like, you know, listen, part of me wants an all-wheel drive just because I think the nature of... But I also think that it would go against the pedigree of the Type R itself.
Completely. I think a lot of people hope for the all-wheel drive because all of the Type R's competitors...
Are all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive. It's kind of the only standalone left front wheel drive car in its class.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But you know, the Civic Type R has never been an all wheel drive. So, correct. You know, it kind of leads you in that thing of this is what this car always has been. So I guess I can understand why they wouldn't go in and disrupt that, at least at this stage.
Right. Yeah. There's also talk of stuff like a possible automatic coming in with this.
Yeah. You know, I saw that. And I believe that that's going to happen. I believe that there's going to be like a DCT or some dual clutch.
Right.
You know, automatic paddle shift type option. But they have made clear that there will be a manual.
Right. Well, it's definitely going to be coming in a manual. Right. They might do a option for right. automatic. Me personally, I don't think there will be. I think if they were to do an automatic, I think they would have already made
that standard.
Or I think they would have already did it at least on the SI.
The question is, I don't know. Honda's pretty tricky with this stuff, you know, because I think that they have, you know, other vehicles in between that and the Acura line that they probably can draw some of that stuff from.
Right. And a lot of Acura's, technology finds its way into Honda eventually. So,
well, yeah, because they're the same darn crew. But, you know, the one thing I think is really interesting about Honda is that HPD, being kind of a nice offshoot of Honda, they always bring some of the best and coolest stuff to their vehicles. And I think it's a good spot to see kind of what's potentially possible out there. And so using some of those cues, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, we're not going to see an all-wheel drive. We know that. I don't suspect that we're going to see this huge power upgrade. Right. I suspect, like you said, this is going to be a 315, 320, 325 tops horsepower car. I think it's going to have, obviously, we know it's going to have better lap times, but I think you're going to see some real good data when you compare the two generations.
Right.
And it's nice to still see a manufacturer that's out there putting these things, putting these cars out when so many other manufacturers have just run to electric and abandoned, you know, all their sports cars and things like that.
Which makes you think that we're coming to the end of a generation of cars like this.
Yeah.
You know, Honda might want to go out with an exclamation point or whatever it is before maybe it starts focusing more on the EVs.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know, it's crazy, though. I mean, are we going to see the day where there's an electric Civic Type R? Or are these legacies, are they going to end? Are they going to stop and we'll just move on? Or, you know, is it going to be one of those things that they'll try to adapt some of this electric technology? I mean, there's no doubt that we can make the car faster.
That's correct.
Right? I just don't know, is it fitting? Like, yeah, if you're a brand manager for Honda, do you say, hey, you know, let's keep going. Let's make it electric, you know, in a generation or two. Or do you say, you know what, let's leave good enough alone. Like this is where it ends.
I think there's a large appeal to the electric vehicles. I think, you know, there is already word of, since there's no STI this year for Subaru, there's already talk that the new STI will come in electrified. I also saw rumors that something like a Toyota MR2 might make a reappearance as an electric vehicle.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I just, you know what worries me? What worries me is that they're going to pull a Mustang Mach-E.
Right, of course, which is what we would all worry about.
Right, like when they brought back the Eclipse as a minivan. I mean,
right. a crossover, right?
that was not my finest hour. So I don't know. It will be interesting to see. And obviously, like I said, you know, there'll be obviously a lot more facts out in just a few hours, but it's a car that I think we kind of have, between all the information that's been leaked, the images that have been leaked, some of the information on the internet. It will be nice to see the things that they put out to get 100% confirmed information. However, I think if you really read between the lines, there is a really great possibility that we know almost exactly what this car is going
to
be.
And what to expect, of course.
Yeah.
You know, the price, I think, will still sit, about 40, hopefully under 40, just a little bit. That would be nice to see. Also, as we see here, they have clips of the Type R on the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
And my prediction would be that later today, when this is revealed, that I think Honda's going to say that it regained its title of front-wheel drive class at the Nürburgring for lap time.
That's interesting. Because
they have the clips already out there. I think they're going to announce that they also beat out the Renault for its current king of front-wheel drive lap time at the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
I think the Type R probably regained that title.
That's interesting. And I'll tell you what other things are interesting is that, you know, like I obviously on the car that was on the ring, we saw that the car had two-piece rotors. It would be interesting to see if the new Type R off the floor has two-piece rotors. Like, these are just more trick parts that would be really cool to see on a production model. But we'll, you know.
Of course. But, yeah. You know, like you said, I think a lot of it's right there in front of our face already.
Yeah.
You know, they're not dragging it out. They're not really trying to tease it for too long. They gave us enough information so the fan base can get excited for it.
You know, I thought the regular new generation Civic, I thought was a little lackluster. I thought it was very boring, right? But I got to tell you, the aggressive, I think they did a really nice job with the new Type R. I think the amount of aggression they put in fits with the overall design of the car, and I think they really did a nice job about kind of walking that line of making something aggressive but making it still kind of be a good fit to the platform.
Right. Well, the good thing is they couldn't make it more aggressive than last year's, or, you know, that's kind of hard to beat. So any bit of aggression is still going to be probably less than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. The new generation is relatively bland.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would agree. They put the right amount of, flair into this car to kind of still give it a more aggressive, in-your-face track car.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, I think it's cool. I'm excited to see what happens, and then what we'll do is maybe next week we'll spend the first few minutes of the podcast just quickly touching base on what we got right, what we got wrong.
Of course,
you know what I mean. But I don't know. Is there anything else you think about this? You have look at your, because you had some really good facts. Anything else that we missed that was like I think is big?
Well, you know, nothing too much. I mean, you know, I have a pretty sure feeling that they're going to announce a car in the championship white, the one that, you know, the whole fan base likes, the previous Type R.
I could see them doing it in red too.
Yeah, I could see that as well. They probably have two of them, honestly. Right. And there's no word of the Phoenix yellow coming out right now, so I'm sure they're going to save that again for another limited model like they did with the previous generation.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm sure we're going to see that resurface. Honda does stuff like that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what they do. Like I said, you know, the question is, will this be the last Civic Type R?
I think it will be, which is very sad. I do think it will be. I think a lot of these high-performance manual transmission combustion engine cars are coming to the end right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sad but factual reality. So we'll see, but hopefully we got this car for a little bit longer.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm excited to see what they end up pulling off. So
yeah, so am I. As of right now, we're really excited, and, you know, really soon everyone else is gonna be able to see what this car looks like, and, you know, can't wait.
Yeah. So if you're watching this now, drop some comments below on what you think we got wrong, and how you think it's gonna be different. It'd be interesting to see before it comes out officially what things you think we totally missed. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget, we go live every Wednesday just before the podcast at 2 p.m. Eastern on Instagram and Facebook. We also are doing some cool things on our YouTube channel. If you're listening on any one of the podcast viewing, listening things.
Streaming platforms.
Yeah, pretty much. So make sure you get over to YouTube, Koenig Wheels USA, and click that subscribe button, click that notification bell so you know what's going on. And like I said, we have a cool special event coming up in just a couple of weeks to talk about the new wheels. We're going to do it live. There may be a giveaway entity to it. Might be a giveaway. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So make sure you stay tuned. This Friday, there's going to be a piece of content. Obviously, we do it for every Friday, but this one should be an interesting one. I believe it's a car walk around with, I believe it's Derek Madison. And Derek Madison has been killing it. If you have been watching Formula Drift, killing it. So make sure you check that out. And that's it. We'll catch you back here next Wednesday. And we'll do this whole thing all over again. Take care.